today's episode is sponsored by our premium Patreon subscribers, Madonna Hines with a Sexy J, Chrissy Dougherty, and Mia Hansen Aloha. Thanks.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender. And joining me, as always, is the wonderful and hilarious and just very special Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast and also Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Well, hello, Ben.
Well, hello. You sound extra slinky today. today is an exciting day for us because not only is it the two of us, but we have basically an angel in human form joining us on the podcast. It is the one and only Marcos Luevenos, a TV writer and producer. Hey, Marcos.
Hi, Ben. How's it going? Marcos. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Welcome. Hey, baby.
Welcome to the show. It's people who are like diehard Crappens fans may actually remember Marcos from our origin story, which is Housewives Hoedown.
Yes.
I guess multiple times, were you not?
I think I was a few times. Yeah. I remember, way back in the day. I think, way back when I think Tamara had just joined the cast of Orange County.
Wow.
I think
was it that far back?
It was that far back.
That's crazy. I can't.
God, were you even doing that show back?
No, really? I think it must have been like Peggy Tanis or something like that.
Maybe.
But either way, Watcher Crappens was born out of Housewife Hoedown. And so Housewife Hoedown was the predecessor of this podcast. So Marcos actually quietly has a good amount of street cred in the Crappens universe because he was part of Crappens before it was even cool. So I'm excited that you're here because today we're talking about something so important for so many people, which is the Vanderpump Rules reunion part one,
which was amazing.
Now Ronnie and I have been talking about this all season long, but what have your thoughts been on Vanderpump Rules this past season?
This past season, I mean, every season I expect it to sort of like stumble or falter or maybe not deliver, and every season I'm proven wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like they really pull out all the stops, and in a way that's like, I know that all reality TV is, heavily crafted by producers, but this season, I mean, that show in particular feels very au naturel. Like, it feels really like you can't manufacture Sheena's husband, like, having this crazy drug problem and clearing out all of her money from her bank account and leaving her. Like, you can't, like, that's just
right. Actually, I think that's probably the one thing that's easiest to manufacture. You just give him like a lot of Adderall and an account number.
But I loved this season. I mean, I thought, it was super funny and super crazy, and I thought initially like the Katie and Tom's wedding was going to be kind of boring, but that turned into a really fun thing to watch. So I'm all for it.
And where do you stand on Lala?
Lala, I'm not a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? No. I would have thought you'd be very pro Lala.
No, at first when she first came on, I think it was last season, right? When
yes.
she first came on, I was very I thought she was like a fun, like sexy addition who was gonna, cause some problems and stir some stuff up, but she didn't really do much this season. She kind of was just, I don't know.
She sent out some NDAs and she did call them all, winter bodies, which
true.
I thought
yeah,
was like,
she did get them all on a diet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we were talking about earlier, her calling everybody fat really made them lose weight. I mean, I've seen them all on Instagram and they look great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a motivating force. I mean, if it weren't for Lala, I mean, I feel like half of the shit in this season wouldn't be happening. You know, it'd all be tea towels. And
she's kind of the Oprah this year, you know? Oprah came back with her whole, like, I love chips! And I think that that's basically what Lala did. She's helping people lose weight, you guys.
Yeah, I think so. My only issue with Lala is that she has so much potential that she really squandered, I think. And that's hard for me. But luckily, we got her back at the reunion. So why don't we just dive right in to Vanderpump Rules reunion?
Well, what
one.
Is a cast member of Vanderpump Rules if they're not squandering potential?
That is true. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, you have, I think that's in the application to join the show. Like, if you, yeah, you know, yeah.
How much upside
you have
do you
to
have?
Have super big dreams that you'll never be able to achieve to be on this show.
What have you, like, there's a whole page, like, what in your life have you fucked up? And if you can't fill up the whole page, you can't join the show.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching, I told Ben this already, but I was watching the first episode and the last episode of the first season just to kind of remember. Actually, I was showing a friend. I was trying to get a friend into it. And to see all the dreams and ambitions they started with and where they are now. I mean, it seems like it's a 20-year high school reunion. It shouldn't be that far downhill, you know, 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, the
in.
Show's only been on for like 5 years. But it feels like 15 years have passed.
It also...
Everyone looks like they have multiple children, you know, mortgage that they're about to default on.
Everyone looks like the show's been on for over 10 years, and it's only been on, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, like, it's been very harsh on the aging process, I would say.
Actually, they're basically one giant season reunion of Cheers, but they're all Norm.
But no one calls out their name. I feel like they're somewhere between Norm and Carla, I would say. So why don't we start at the top? Basically it's the usual reunion that opens up with flashes of people arriving and makeup, like, here we go. And we learn Jack's got Botox, so not very surprising, but nice to hear.
At the very least, Jack's got Botox.
Yeah. And so they show up and they're at some sort of like very lovely low-ceilinged club, right? Because it's too big now to shoot in Sur.
I was gonna say, like, what I noticed that midway through, I was like, why are we not at Sur? What's the deal?
The cast is too big. The Vanderpump Rules universe has expanded beyond the confines of Sur.
Wow.
Which is crazy because Sur added the back patio, so you would think everyone could fit there.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
why
too
not?
Many goddamn big pots. We've all been there. You can't walk around. Lisa Vanderpump is obsessed with giant pots. There's no room. Unless people just sit on the pots.
Yeah.
She likes giant planters. She also, if I remember correctly, she loves some sort of statue that seems like it's like from antiquity. Mm. Like something that was unearthed in Mongolia, but was really created in the back lot of like Pier 51.
Right. A cost plus.
Yeah, cost plus. Something like that. She loves like a giant Asian-esque statue.
I like the thought of Pier 51. It's like Pier 1, but like with alien shit.
I was like, why did that sound weird, Pier 51?
To where the aliens are hidden, darling.
Darling, it's a broken alien. So it starts off, and Andy does the usual thing where he's like, hi, Stassi. Hi, Katie. Hi, Tom. He cried at Tom Schwartz's vows. Did you cry at his vows, Marcos?
Tom Schwartz's vows?
Yes.
No, I did not. No. I mean, they were fine, whatever. You know, I mean, it's so hard to get behind them as a couple after, like, everything we've seen this season, where they were, like, literally threatening to not get married, like, a week before their marriage.
Yeah. No, they fixed it. They fixed it. In a week, they'd learned to rebuild their entire relationship.
Yeah, that Band-Aid is going to really stay on forever.
Yeah. That is definitely a Flintstones Band-Aid. Like, once you've got like a
shower.
Day on that thing.
Yeah. Once they take their first shower, that Band-Aid is falling right off.
Also, those vows were not romantic at all. He's like, you know how we hate each other? Hey, remember how I called you bitch like last week? Oh, that was so fun. Thanks for coming, everyone. There was, like, nothing romantic in that.
Lisa Vanderpump was bawling.
I did love that Andy forgot to say hi to Kristen when he was going around and saying hi to everyone. And just like, you know, she just totally slipped his mind.
Yeah. She's like, proper hello? Seriously? Seriously?
Is anybody going to ask me why only half of my nose wrinkles when I try to smile?
I
cannot
that.
Stop staring at Kristen's face. She was smiling and her mouth would kind of move. But the only thing above her lips that would move was two little wrinkles on her nose. It was creepy, dude.
You know what? I actually noticed that as well. It was really, really strange. That's all I have to say about that.
I try not to. I usually will do something else when Kristen comes on screen, so I didn't notice it at all. So,
did you guys see her? Did you guys see her April Fool's thing that she did?
No.
She acted like she and Carter got engaged, and then everyone was like, "Oh my God, Kristen's engaged." But it was April Fool's.
Oh.
So it was...
April Fool's.
She's really killing the game. April Fool's.
April Fool's, they killed the game.
I recorded Andy Cohen saying hi to Sheena, and I thought I had it on my computer, but I don't. But I really enjoyed it, because he's like, hi, Sheena. And she goes, hey!
Yeah, someone posted on our Facebook, they said they're really hearing all of Sheena's just little beeps. And they posted that video of her just going...
Hi. How are you?
So, you know, Andy has like a lot of observations. He's like, whoa, James, you have a cleft chin. So do you, Jax. You guys are like cleft chin twins. And everyone's like, not really. But, you know, it's fine, Andy.
He doesn't have any homeless people in your neighborhood that you've seen when they just became homeless. And then over the years, you watch them kind of just fall into that meth-faced craziness. And, you know, it's kind of gradual with meth, but it's more and more every year. That's like Jax and James sitting next to each other. It's like every year. And Jax is now putting on these big eyebrow. He's, like, coloring in his eyebrows and stuff now. It's just so sad. You are not getting a quarter either. You two better get some square machines, because no one is going to give you change on the streets, you fucking meth heads.
Yeah, Jax is really, I mean, we've harped on this many times, but it is still kind of shocking how much Jax has really aged on this show, especially for a model, you know? It's a little shocking.
Yeah, he posted an Instagram last week, I think, and he's like, oh, it's going to be the return of season one Jax, and he's at the gym. And there's a really skinny, like, anorexic girl behind him working out, and someone said, is that Tom behind him?
It was Clea DuVall. So Andy asks Jax about Kristen and Brittany. So Andy starts in right away with the lesbian rumor, or the, like, did Kristen go down on Brittany or vice versa? And, Kristen, of course, just fully denied it. James is like, I believe Jax. I believe old Jaxy boy.
Yeah.
Are we surprised?
Yeah, the ever trustworthy Jax.
Yeah.
Brittany's outfit. Okay.
Yes.
What the hell was that thing? It's like a nighty.
It was
her,
like,
boobs were out. Her badge was out. It was all out. Put it away, Brittany. I love all of you. But, you know, I like clowns too, but they need to be intense sometimes.
I felt like it was an improvement over Katie's outfit, which felt to me very much like Bram Stoker's Dracula 1993. I was not feeling that look there. That was
Elvira, mistress of the ranch.
Yeah, I don't know if they are allowed, if they pick their own outfits or what, but yeah, I agree with you about Brittany's outfit. It was like a silk, shower cap that she just somehow like turned into.
She just stretched it over herself and cut out a V around the chest. Yeah, actually, all the girls had their boobs out in big ways last night, right? Everyone was just like really showing off their goods, and I was surprised at how big everyone's boobs were.
Well, you know. Yeah, I mean, there's been some time between the end of shooting and the reunion, so, you know, people have had time to kind of get themselves in order.
Get a little tune-up, you know.
Yeah, it's like they're big screen TVs, you know. Poor people spend, if they get a little bit of money, they're buying, like, the hugest TV possible, and that's their big screen TV. It's like they get a decent paycheck, and boom, they're at the boob store.
I just kneed the table by accident. Did you hear an eruption on the microphone?
No, I didn't.
Wow. Oh, because we have this ongoing issue when I record on this table that you're going to hear a lot of thumps from my hands and various other things. So I apologize to the listeners in advance for anything. If you hear any sort of this sort of stuff, that's me being unable to control my flapping hands.
So they asked about the going down, and Brittany's like, I'm not even sure how the makeout went down. And Jack said, Kristen went down. And Brittany's like, well, I wouldn't like, look, if I was going to lie, I wouldn't continue to lie. Okay, you sound like you're fucking lying.
Yeah.
Why would I continue to lie if I'm not telling the truth?
I actually could not even follow that logic.
Yeah. I don't understand how you can stay with Jack. Like, her boyfriend is basically calling her a liar, saying,
spreading
like,
rumors.
Spreading this rumor or speaking this truth, whatever. Like, how do you stay with someone who is saying these things about you?
And then
like,
wants a turkey sandwich.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, to add, insult to injury, you have to.
Well, also, she's fucking Jax, which, I mean, God knows, that poor thing is already a Petri dish. And then you go down on Kristen? I mean, those are the two biggest whores in town. Brittany's going to be on one of those, you know, trucks outside the gay bars where they test you for diseases. It's just going to be her big smiling face.
Like, with Blair Underwood, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to replace Blair.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if all of the STDs she got from both of them combined to become like a brand new STD that just...
It's going to be like Contagion Part 2, right. You know, as patient totally. Zero, like 28 days later.
It's like she's collecting diseases like the back stickers on those McDonald's cups when you play Monopoly, you know?
Just waiting for Boardwalk, Mama!
I got Reading Railroad!
I like the idea of Brittany going to McDonald's and just shouting off anything she gets at when she peels it off of the cup.
Marvin Gardens!
Speaking of which, I think Monopoly just happened at McDonald's. Is it happening right now?
I don't know.
I love McDonald's Monopoly, and I've never won a single thing for 20 years, but I will always participate.
I had my heart broken too many times. I won't do it.
It is kind of like the fast food version of Vanderpump Rules, right? You scratch and get disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scratch and peel. So now they're talking...
fatter and fatter every season.
And then you think to yourself, why did I even follow this pipe dream? Of course I was never going to hit Boardwalk, ever.
This isn't even real meat. It's like beef flavored, like pink goo.
And now I'm like thirsty for hours.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to eat. I can guarantee you I will be getting McDonald's after. And somehow it only takes one mention.
And somehow one burger was like 1,000 calories. Like one tiny little thing.
Well, because
like
it's deeply satisfying, and yet you know it's just terrible for you. So it is like Vanderpump Rules in many ways.
True.
And they keep trying new things and introducing new sandwiches.
Yeah.
But really, we were only concerned with the classics.
Exactly.
So James, I like how when they're talking about who went down with whom, whatever, James is like, I think that Kristen just likes going with people while her boyfriend is in the other room.
I have to say, James was throwing some really good shade this reunion. I mean, his insults are really funny. Him acting Stassi's return to the show out. She was crawling through the desert looking for a sip of water I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, I actually think that James and Stassi both did a good job because they bore the brunt of a lot of shit and they just laughed the whole way through. So they kind of were like, yeah, I did do that.
Right. Yeah, you got to hand them both some credit, which you just did, but I just mean in general, because both of them have learned to have kind of a sense of humor about themselves, which is brand new. I mean, that's never happened.
Yeah, it's a little weird, actually. I actually don't like
it. It is weird.
It makes it hard to recap. It's like, oh, and then James made a self-deprecating joke. What a self-deprecator. Like,
oh. Yeah, even when Andy was like, God, you're really sweating. He's like, yeah, I'm sweating because I said I wasn't going to drink it today. And like, and like he's literally getting the sweats because he hasn't had a drink. And he just admits that on TV. And everybody's like, ha, 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 James.
Oh. I'm surprised he's not on a natural high from the Pump Sessions CD. I also liked when James would refer to Carter and he was like, Carter. He's like, don't say his name ever again. That name should never leave your lips. He's like, Carter, Carter, Carter. Like, what are you saying?
Gail.
Gail. Are you laughing or saying Carter? Gail.
I've already forgotten that they dated. Like, I totally.
It's weird.
It's
right?
Really weird.
Yeah, for two seasons.
Like,
stuff seems so far behind. You know, when Stassi and Kristen even worked there, it seems like a million years ago.
Yeah. Right? Like the time in between seasons, it's crazy with this show. The timeline just seems so long. I think it's maybe so much happens in every season, right? So maybe it just feels like years and years and years.
Yeah.
Right? Like as opposed to some of the other Bravo shows where people really dwell in the same argument for episode after episode, like Pantygate.
Right.
You know, here, you know, there are still themes that go and threads throughout the season, like, you know, anti-Lala stuff.
Yeah.
But there's still so much shit that happens every episode that even two episodes ago feels like it was 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. The drama's real fresh on this show, which I appreciate, which is nice.
It's ironic because it's at Sir, but, you know.
Right, yeah.
It's so fresh. Let's find a way to make another tuna tartare.
So Joe. The next thing was about the Woodsy wedding, which I could personally not give a fuck about.
Yes.
And then it was butt steaks.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, that steak tasted good, bro.
Oh, Bubba, it was really hard to get my butt juices in that beef, Bubba.
So Andy moves on to, I want to talk about the bridesmaids. And Brittany,
bridesmaids!
He's like, oh, I didn't think I'd get to hear that again. I was like, I was hoping I wouldn't have to hear that again.
Yeah.
I can't believe Brittany doesn't want to talk about being gone down on so many times. And then she says, hoo-ha, all that. Like in a row 10 times.
So Andy's like, Stassi, how much did it mean to you to be a bridesmaid? And she's like, literally, I can't articulate it AF. Like, oh my God, I was so grateful. Like, who does that? Who has me as a bridesmaid? Seriously, it's crazy.
I can't believe that they would ask me to be a bridesmaid like the year that I'm not dating somebody.
Like, like, it's kind of like fucked up. Like, okay, we get it. You're getting married. You have to do it right in front of my face. Like, literally, I know I'm a bridesmaid, but like literally saying I do in front of my face when I'm single, like, seriously?
Seriously, I know I'm in Bora Bora with you on your honeymoon, but I can't believe you would do this to me when I'm single.
That was hilarious.
She went to their honeymoon. What the hell?
I love in the context of later on, Katie saying that she does not follow Stassi around. When Stassi's probably like, hey, you know what would be cool if you invited me to your honeymoon? She's like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. Sure, that's fine. That's one thing I would never want popping up in my honeymoon suite is Stassi. She would climb right in the bill. You know.
So the next question was about the prenups. Andy's like, what, a prenup? Did that mean you got doubts? And Katie's like, well, he's not getting this pirate whore dress, you know? And then Lisa's like, darling, they're fighting over $50.
They don't need a prenup. And then she's like, yeah, I don't have a prenup. And she's like, well, I would have a prenup if I was in a relationship with Shay. She's like, I like a broken bird, but not that broken.
That's a broken big bird, darling. Try dragging that thing around town.
Darling, I want a broken sparrow, not a broken ostrich.
Do we know what exactly Tom Schwartz does? I know he's a quote, I'm, you know, air quote model. But, like, does he have any other sort of job that he does?
I believe he is a co-partner in TomTom.
Oh, right. Oh, I totally forgot about TomTom.
The club, not the navigational system.
Well, the only modeling we've seen him do is for the same company. It's that underwear.
Yeah. He did. He actually did like a Corona spot, did he? I think. I think it was like a year ago.
All right.
But yeah, I actually don't really know. I just assume that these people just earn money off of appearance fees. That like he probably shows up at a club and is like, Bubba's. And then, you know, hands out, you know, pumps, you know.
Yeah, he's LVP been kissing sangria. A lot of cheeks at Indian casinos, basically. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what his income is.
Yeah.
But, you know, but then, of course... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, in L.A., you can just get along without having any income and sort of float along. I think we've all done it at some point.
Yeah.
This prenup thing, Sheena was trying not to get mad, but Vanderpump, of course, is like,
he was born a drug addict. She should have had a prenup.
And Sheena's like, why would I put a damper on a relationship? And I was like, looking for a future with him. Like, I wasn't thinking about me and my money.
Even though I did go out of my way to just only spend $5,000 on an Instagram wedding planner. But I wasn't concerned about the wedding.
Yeah, I love Sheena. I actually really love Sheena. And I like woke up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. and for some reason checked my phone. And someone on a fake Sheena Twitter account was like, everyone watch What Crappens. But in my haze, I thought it was actually Sheena, so I retweeted it.
Oh, and everyone's oh like, no.
And everyone's oh, like, no. Oh my God, Sheena, I love you. I love you, Sheena. I'm like, ooh, I did fake Twitter news.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, you got alt tweeted.
I was excited. I really thought that Sheena wanted people to watch us.
Yeah. I'm sure if you tweet at her about the show, I'm sure she'll listen or, you know.
Yeah. Well, Stassi actually gave us a big plug last night. She was like, oh, giving the Crappens crew a lot of ammunition AF. So you know.
That's fun.
Ammunition AF. Yeah.
something like that. Who does that? Who tweets that?
Well, I hope Sheena will be nice to us, because then all the other girls will be mean to us.
I'm trying to apologize.
Sorry.
So the next thing on here, the next news was that Jax and Brittany moved because they moved down the hall from Tom and Katie. I mean, this show is so fucked up. And Katie's like, I'm not happy about it. I don't want it to be like a dorm situation.
I'm like, your husband already put several pieces of beef in between his ass cheeks. So I think it's too late on that.
The ship has sailed on that.
I think if you don't want it to be a dorm situation, you should maybe chuck the strange graffiti art above your couch.
Absolutely.
Also, dorm situation implies that any of you went to college. How would you fucking know?
Do you think any of this, like anyone in this group, like they're all in their like, I want to say early to mid 30s. Like, do you think will they grow up? Are they going to be like this into their 40s?
They're going to be those 50s? Obnoxious parents who will bring out of control kids wearing fedoras. Like, you know, when you see a 4-year-old little boy wearing a fedora, and it's like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
That's what their kids are going to be like. And they're going to bring them to brunch places, and they'll be like, yeah, brunch, Bloody Marys with, you know, like, little kid with fedora AF, and it'll just be the most annoying thing ever. That's what I think. And they're going to think that they're growing up, and they're going to proclaim that they're adulting.
Yeah.
But they're just going to be as awful as usual.
Wow. Yeah. I think you might be right. I think you're right about that. Yeah.
No. Well, the big controversy here was that Andy's like, did Brittany ever even get together Faye? And it turns out Brittany tries to explain it first. She's like, yes.
Well, Jax went kind of crazy at the apartment complex, so we had to rush.
He's like, I didn't go crazy. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, not crazy, but we have this AC unit, and it was overflowing and ruining our carpet, and Jax screamed at the office, and then he left me to deal with it, and they gave us moving out papers.
And then he was like, wait, we didn't get evicted. We didn't get evicted. I said, I don't want to renew. And so I stormed out. We didn't get evicted. Not at all. Not at all, Brittany.
It was our decision.
reading off the back of her palm.
Yeah, she's like,
it was our decision to leave the apartment in Koreatown. One slice of bread, one slice of turkey. Oh, sorry, I'm reading my recipes.
I mean, in Jax's defense, a leaking air conditioning on their carpet, that can't lead to good things.
I feel like that just is the metaphor of Jax's entire sex life.
Yeah.
Leaking AC on a carpet that leads to evictions. Screaming
at
evictions.
And a lot of unwanted mold.
Some black mold.
Yeah.
It's like those little toy capsules that you drop into water and they expand into like dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's a DJ James Kennedy moment where we learned that James, when he was there, he was the star DJ spinning 5 nights a week at Pump. No one ever gets 5 nights at Pump. Oh, and then they were talking about how he was spinning at the dog day event that Lisa had, and how Jax hated the music, and they're like, what music was that? And he was like, it was the Pump Sessions! Pump Sessions!
And Jax goes, was that one song or 10?
He knows how to plug his album. I mean, you got to give him that.
I kind of want to get the Pump Sessions.
I'm curious. Is it on iTunes? Is it on Apple Music?
It has to be. You know what actually song I'm getting even closer and closer to buying? Is the theme song to Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah. You have to. You haven't done that yet?
I haven't. Have you?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
It's a good running song. It's a really good, yeah.
I'm really close to buy
Cause I'm feeling you, and I'm feeling you, cause I'm feeling you.
The La La song.
I know. I'm actually a little borderline with that. I mean, maybe I should just do a deep dive and just support all the Vanderpump Rules artistry that's out there.
You got to do it because then we won't get more. It's like when Luann comes out with her songs, you have to
support.
You have to buy them so that we get more.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you have to support the community, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll just buy Sheena's song from like 4 years ago also.
Good as Gold. I already got it. Love it.
I didn't even remember what it was called. How does that even go?
Cause I'm good as gold. Don't you remember?
Yes.
Okay. Something like that.
That's right. And they're all singing.
Good as gold. Good as Adderall. Shang.
So this became, how could DJ James Kennedy ruin his Stella Sterling career in front of the pizza oven at Pump. And he's like, well, I was in a different headspace, girl. That was a different James, girl. And Kristen's like, it's called self-control.
Which,
Kristen,
I mean,
you got fired for like coming in and telling Diana to eat a dick.
Kristen, you fell out of an Uber and broke your face. And that doesn't happen when you have self-control. That's like the most basic self-control.
Yeah.
Wait until the car is stopped.
Yeah. Acknowledge gravity. Like, that's...
Broke up with your boyfriend and then let him fuck you on the hood of his rented Mercedes in a parking lot, Kristen.
Seriously? On. You did improv. Have you no decency, Kristen?
I'm not gonna lie. I did put a Google alert on my computer for her improv show. I really? Yeah, I want to go. I don't know. I haven't gotten any Google alert yet, but I really want to go. I mean,
was the Google
killing
alert
the game
for...
AF?
Yeah, killing like... the game.
My whole note for this section is Kristen's awful new face shaking. So there.
Does that mean that she has an awful new face and it's shaking, or is it her face shaking is awful and new?
Well, her new face is awful because like I couldn't stop staring at the nose wrinkles. It was really bugging me. Thankfully, at least her eyes can still roll when she's like, but then like she was shaking her head, I guess.
Yeah.
At James, because every time James spoke, they were like, like all three of the witches on the other side were like, eye roll.
I was actually a little upset at Bravo that they didn't have Stassi, Kristen, and Katie all sitting together.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of just, you need them to sit together for them to be at max power. Having Brittany and, was it just Brittany or was another person in the middle there?
Just Brittany. Between them, yeah. Okay.
But having her in the middle kind of, it ruins the vibe.
Yeah.
You know? So then, now there's talk about the scene of the Porsche. Talking about like, Lisa, do you always get a new Porsche? Like, oh, darling, a Porsche in the summer. So they're talking about, Andy's talking about Katie getting, why did Katie get so mad at Tom Schwartz at the Porsche dealership? And she does this thing. She's like, well, it's a really like convenient narrative that like, oh, it's Tequila Katie. It's always her fault. But no one considers my feelings. I'm like, no, it's because you're drunk and you're irrational. And it is your fault. You're Tequila Katie.
And you're horrible and you say really mean things to your boyfriend.
It's a convenient narrative. She's so ridiculous.
I know. Like, who fed her that concept? It's a convenient narrative. You know, she says that about everything.
Right.
So is the sea bass good tonight? Well, it's actually a toothfish, but it's a really convenient narrative to call it a sea bass. Sorry, Marcos. We have an ongoing thing where we reference the fact that sea bass is actually called toothfish.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
it was
that.
Rebranded as a sea bass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's
and
important.
The only person who knows how to say it is Sheena. Everyone else is like, Chilean sea bass. She's like, actually, does Sheena say it right? I think she's learned, right? She's like, our special tonight is Chilean sea bass. And it's like the first time we'd ever heard somebody say it right. Because that's always the special.
Yeah, it's true.
It's been the special since season one.
I really do think there's only like five things on the Sur menu. It's the tuna tartare, obviously, the goat cheese balls that Stassi can't stop talking about, sea bass,
and then Chef Joe's new cabbage soup.
Right, yes, yeah, yeah. and rosé, obviously.
And giant beet salad. Yeah.
And Lisa's warm potato salad.
Which is just like regular potato salad, but warm. Warm mayonnaise. Thank
you. Refrigerated.
It's appropriate that we're sitting here talking about food because I know I like to cook. Ronnie likes to cook. Marcos, you like to cook.
I do, yeah.
But I know that we're all short on time sometimes, which is why it's so wonderful that we have HelloFresh, which is the leading meal delivery kit service that we actually love here. I don't know if you've ever had it, Marcos.
No, I haven't.
Ronnie and I both have had, we've had boxes of HelloFresh. Oh, nice. And it's just one of these things where a box comes and they've got all the stuff, you know, portioned out and you cook. And it is so good.
Right, it really is. Like, I get used to making the same thing over and over, so I know my little ingredients to buy, and then I get really bored, and then I stop cooking and start calling Domino's because I'm just so bored of the shit I make. But with this, they send you all these really cool ingredients, and they're already all portioned out. Like, I'm never going to go buy a parsnip. I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't even know what to do with that. But seriously? Now I do, because they taught me how. I got some in a little color-coded bag, and you just cook it.
Yeah, each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone, from novices to seasoned home cooks, short on time. So even Kristen could do it.
Oh, wow. That's
HelloFresh.
Yeah,
searches the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed so there's no food waste.
Seriously? They employ full-time registered dietitians on staff who review each recipe to ensure it is nutritionally balanced.
All delivered to your, like, doorstep, like, in a special, like, insulated, like, box for free.
Insulated AF. So, if you are interested in HelloFresh, our listeners have this awesome deal where you can get $30 off of your first week of deliveries as long as you use our special offer, which is this promo code, which is CRAPPENS30. That's CRAPPENS30. To get $30 off your first week of deliveries at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, just go to HelloFresh.com and enter promo code CRAPPENS30, darling.
Darling, it'll be like Chef Joe's in your kitchen.
I do not want Chef Joe in my kitchen. He's like, talk about a judgy ass chef. Well, we'll get to them later, but damn, Chef Joe.
Damn, Chef Joe. So back to this reunion. So now the next thing they go to is the gay pride stuff. And
thanks, HelloFresh. HelloFresh and terrorism. Next.
Well, listen, it was a scary day, and what better thing to do when you're scared than eat your feelings, right?
Yeah.
You just tear open that HelloFresh box, and you make three meals, and then you're set. You can face
when
the world.
When there's a terrorist attack, and you've got that HelloFresh box with a week full of delicious meals, you'll be happy you ordered.
ISIS has nothing on a HelloFresh box. Let me tell you something. As long as we have our HelloFresh boxes, the terrorists will never win.
No.
God, if ISIS knew how to make decent pork chops, HelloFresh would teach them.
Seriously, if ISIS, if they only knew how good cheeseburgers could be, homemade cheeseburgers could be, I don't think they'd be so angry.
I think you might be right. I think, you know. Yeah.
They'd be like, ugh. Never mind.
Yeah, we need to fit that into our defense budget, in our American defense budget, is cheeseburgers and
HelloFresh box. We're just going to drop HelloFresh boxes. Over ISIS territory.
And I'm like, oh my God, they must be eating fresh. Look at their skin. It's all so clear.
You know, he might be about to chop off my head, but at least his knife skills are much improved.
We no longer have terrorism. Now we have funnerism.
Pork chopperism. They keep forcing a pork chop agenda. It's so strange.
Like, you will have fun cooking your dinner.
Renounce this terrible pork chop recipe for this better one. Okay, sure.
Oh, we're going to be sorry if this is playing somewhere in Afghanistan. You know, there's that one gay soldier who's just like, God, give me anything gay.
I can't tell if this is going, if we're going, this is going to be good for us with a sponsor or bad for us with a sponsor, but we'll see.
Well, hopefully they press stop by now. I don't think they're sitting here listening to the whole show.
Well, it's a good angle. We're saying that we would fight terrorism with HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Anyway, gay pride.
Burka. MAGA, bitch.
So, gay pride, and what was it like, sir, during gay pride, when it was hours after the Orlando shooting?
Yes.
And I like Lisa Vanderpump's like, I just felt I had to get up there and address the people and say, we will persevere. Pumptinis for everyone.
I thought to myself,
Would I let terrorists stop me from dressing like a bright pink Hello Dolly with a gigantic sun hat with an umbrella? They shan't. Climb to the second story of that bus, and I waved.
If I do not wave, who will be inspired to have goat cheese bars later?
Like, you're so fucking brave, lady.
And then
she said,
well, you know, it was awful, you know, terrorism, etc., etc. So I didn't mind if anyone didn't come. I didn't judge them.
And, of course, she's referring to Katie, who's like, well, it had been, like, mere hours, and I was really upset, and she's trying to cry. And Stassi's like, yeah, like, I walked to their house with my dogs, and I was terrified. There were tanks.
I was like, what? I was like, okay, just because it's gay pride, those tanks are different than army tanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I was at gay pride. I did not see tanks. I mean, I saw really ill-fitting tank tops, which are just as scary. I mean, yeah, some people just need to stop going to the tank top section of the Old Navy, okay?
Yeah.
That is an earned section.
I love that Stassi made it sound like walking on the street in WeHo was like going into Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, you know? Or like Fallujah or something. She's just like, you know, yeah.
Terrified AF.
Yeah, Stassi on the front lines. Just, you know.
The bravery she showed walking down Gardner Street.
And Ariana, of course, gets her shot in there. She's like, I'm a straight white cis person, has privilege. And I, what'd she say?
You know, oh, I actually like, liked what she said, but I'm just laughing
an ally anyway. If I didn't go support the gays.
But you know what, though? So it's funny. I actually liked what she said, but hearing you say it just cracks me up. But
so millennial Los Angeles 2017.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a straight white cisgendered other.
I feel like Ariana's always like dropping these little, like hiding these little Easter eggs, like like dropping like how smart she is and how much better than everyone. Which, I mean, to be fair, she is. But you know, but it's still, you know, she's just like not subtle about it at all. Just like dropping all of these words that, you know, she knows no one else that she's friends with understands.
You could see the panic in Katie's eyes when she heard cisgender.
Yeah.
And she was like, wait, she has sisters who are gender? I don't get it.
Right.
Like, her eyes are going back and forth like a Felix clock on crack. I also, by the way, I love
what... My gender's the same as my sister, too!
I also liked when Tom... when Tom was praising Lisa, he's like, yeah, Lisa, I was, like, so inspired by you. Like, that was amazing, Lisa.
That was, like, amazing what you did. The bravery that you showed by selling drinks on Gay Pride Day. That was nuts, bro.
He knows where his goat cheese balls are fried because he's going... they're going to be business partners. I would have done the same thing. That's some good sucking up.
It is good. But he's also... I actually think, you know, he's so sweet. I love Tom Sandoval.
I do, too.
He's just so nice. I mean, he did cry. He cried that episode.
Yeah.
And I was like,
he cries every episode.
I love it.
So he was like...
Yeah, and then Lisa was like, brave, and then Katie sent me a message, and it said it was like better, there's like better ways to celebrate terrorism than pulling shots down people's throats.
And then Katie's like,
I took a screenshot of the text, and this is what it says.
Ooh,
she goes, that's aggressive. Which, by the way, I think all her text messages start with that, like, that's aggressive. If you guys feel like supporting, I sent a screenshot, which I don't know what that means. Or if pouring alcohol in people's mouth is how you show support, more power to you. Shut up, Katie.
Yeah. She's very judgy. For someone who, like, drinks so much and acts like a crazy person, like, she's very judgmental.
For someone who forced tea towels on everyone at her wedding, she's very judgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. And by the way, gay people have been acquiring power by pouring shots down each other's throats for decades.
Yeah.
That's how we got marriage and everything else. That's how we got a fucking parade, Katie.
Yeah. That's our culture. Leave us alone.
Where's your parade, cis ranch identifying
bitch?
Hidden Valley bitch.
How about this, Katie? Why don't you get a non-Wednesday wedding and then we can talk?
Oh, that is a harsh burn. Get a non-Wednesday wedding.
A non-Wednesday in faux Lake Tahoe.
Ouch.
In Lake Tahoe. So Ariana's like,
I just love undermining her wedding. Because I know that's where it hurts her the most.
She's going to be paying for that thing for the next 70 years. So
the other thing is that the text message, I don't know if you noticed this. I think Jax received it on his phone. Mm. And apparently they have a group text going on.
Ooh.
And he named the group text Summer Kids, spelled capital S, lowercase U, capital M, lowercase M, capital E, lowercase R, capital K, lowercase I, capital D, lowercase S, sun emoji, wet emoji, bikini emoji.
Jax is a 14-year-old girl, and I love it. I can't.
I've actually, like, I feel like I've, this season, I've just grown to actually really enjoy Jax. I think he's a terrible person, but there's something just, there is something weirdly lovable about him.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed him, but God, he's an awful human being.
He is.
Yeah.
This is where, speaking of, this is where Ariana's like, LGBTQS, you know, like all the letters.
And LMNOP.
Which even the gays are still confused by. I mean, I asked that day, I was like, what is the Q? I didn't even know. I found out that day.
Yeah. And by the way, you know what I think? Oh, sorry.
What does Q mean? And they said questioning. And he's like, huh, so I'm the Q. way to put those gay rumors to rest, buddy.
You know what I thought was funny? I don't know if you saw this thing from yesterday. Some conservative dude was like, you want to talk about appropriation? How about the gays? How about the LGBTQs taking the rainbow from God? Why don't you give that back? And I was like, you know what I like? That even though he is trying to take the gays down, he's still using the proper LGBTQ.
Yeah.
I was like, he still framed it properly.
Yeah.
He was both nice. He was both totally awful and politically correct at the same time, which I guess happens a lot. So guess what? Time for Lala. Lala comes out.
Her talents. Be nice to Lala. And Sheena goes, what? I heard she was in New York just like yesterday. And then he's like, well, she's here today.
What? Yeah, she is out. Her talons are sharper than ever.
They sure are. That fake pearl choker is polished and ready to be worn.
Oh, honey, if anybody understands a real pearl necklace,
and she is just classically Lala, you know, and he's like, ooh, I like your hair. And she's like, thank you, Poppy. And you could just tell, like, Katie was just, like, ready to vomit at that moment.
Yeah. He's like, well, let's talk about your tats, Lala. She's like, well, I have a huge one on my nipple. It's my dog. And then I have one that says heathen, because my mom calls me her heathen.
I need my mama.
Did she say she has a huge tattoo of her dog on her nipple?
Her dog's name, which I still don't understand. Why would you put your dog's name on your nipple? Like, you want, basically, when someone's gonna be sucking on your tit, you want them to be sucking on your dog,
right?
Right? Like, your dog's name. Toto?
It's really weird. What do you think Katie's making her like face? Yeah. She's like, this is the sound of her face.
That almost sounds like she's pleasuring herself. So,
she's displeasuring herself. That's how she masturbates. She's like, I'm going to rub my knee until I'm so angry that I come.
She's just going to text her vagina. That's aggressive. Andy is asking about their feud. And Katie's like, well, my feud with Lala, it was totally unprovoked on my end. I was like, please.
Yeah.
We were there for last... It all started last season, in the very, like, the very first episode when Katie and Sheena were talking shit about Lala.
Yeah, when she was like...
they called her a whore. And I'm glad that they showed that part. She's like... Because Lala was like, before you even knew me, you looked at my naked pictures on Instagram and just, like, assumed I was a whore. I mean, it's not really, like, a bad guess.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, how could you even call me a whore without even looking at my nipple tattoo of my dog's name? You only saw my butt. It's not enough.
And then Katie, you know, Katie gets to go first. She gets to put her case up first. She's like, she talks about me. She talked about my weight and my relationship and wanting to fuck my boyfriend. She called me Katie the Blob, a no sex Teletubby. It's like, again, you're just writing Lala's resume. You could work forever because of that shit. And it was so good.
I still don't remember this moment where Lala said she wants to sleep with Schwartz. Did that happen on, like, that vacation last year or something?
Don't either. I honestly don't remember.
And I don't think that Schwartz is honestly Lala's type. I don't really know what Lala's type is, because I always thought her type would be like some guy who plays in the NFL, although apparently her boyfriend is this 40-year-old producer type. But okay. I just don't
fat
think
cross-eyed she... producers. That's her type. Yeah, that's like who she's in love with now. It's like this porky cross-eyed married producer.
Yeah, wow. I just get the sense that Lala probably said that about wanting to sleep with Schwartz as like a joke.
Yeah,
or something like that.
It's and a then comeback. Katie just... Everything she says is a comeback to Katie being a bitch. Yeah. You know, if Katie said, she's one of those girls who just goes way too far. Katie's like, that girl's a whore. She's like, yeah, whore is going to fuck your boyfriend with his big dick down my throat. It's like, okay, Lala.
Subtlety is not her forte.
Yeah, she's always at a 10. Like, just always coming in hot. Like, there's no.
But at least I'm not a size 10. Katie.
Oof.
The next dish that was so funny, he's like, because Lala's starting to like pretend to cry. And she's like, yeah, like a lot of stuff has come out of my mouth, you guys. I mean, it's nothing compared to what's gone in there. But... and he's like, yeah, but Lala, you called Stassi old and she's just 27. And Sheena, in defense of her new best friend, Lala, goes, she meant her clothes.
Match from the ass.
Also, to be honest, I was shocked to hear that Stassi was only 27. Not gonna lie, I thought they're all older than
well,
that, right?
Stassi went through this really unfortunate granny chic period for like 2 or 3 years where she was basically trying to look like a business lady from Northern Connecticut, and it just aged her. And even though she's
lots
out of it now,
of shoulder pads,
she's,
and she was also, I think, selling statement necklaces at the time, so she was always looking like, you know, a caveman.
Yeah, it was unfortunate because I feel like it really hurt Stassi's brand, and she's just coming out of it now. But yeah, it's unfortunate.
So Stassi gets in on this. She's like, yeah, well, she went on podcasts and like said she was like the shit of the show. And Lala Sheena goes, sudden cheer, Stassi. Stassi goes, yeah, and I had to answer for it. And I was like, okay, you know, that's a fair point.
It was a fair point. I mean, I was actually surprised at how quickly Stassi was like, yeah, and I had to answer. Like her Lisa Rinna owning it was actually pretty quick. And it, like, usually when people have to own it on these reunions, they have to get like beat down five times before they finally confess to something. So I was like, well, that's good.
At least this cast is like kind of embracing just how terrible they are, and they think it's funny, which is, you know, kind of pathetic. But they don't have to own it on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. No. You know, they own enough.
Yeah.
This show, they literally own nothing. So they're like, I own something. I owned it.
I just like Lala, how she is. She's like a victim to her own mouth. Like, that's her struggle, is that she can't control the vituperative things that come out. And it's just like, it's like, that's not a real struggle. I'm sorry.
No.
You know, it's, you can actually monitor the things that, you know, that you say.
Yeah.
Like, you're allowed to get angry. It's one thing to not be able to control your emotions, but like.
Well, she didn't learn from the Sheena playbook, because what this whole plot line is, the Sheena plot line. Sheena's new at Sur. They all call her a whore because she's possibly, you know, she slept with a married man. They refused to talk to her. If anybody talked to her, they would get in trouble, you know, with the girls. Mm-hmm. But Sheena just cried a lot, made people feel sorry for her. And I think she was genuinely crying, because that can't be fun to go through.
Right.
And then when people were mean to Stassi, Stassi was desperate for a friend, and Sheena stepped right in at her Get at Gold concert and brought her to her side, and they've brought her on the team. You know, it's like they made her earn her stripes and decided they liked her after a season. But Lala was like, no.
Yeah. Lala is from the Kelly Dodd school of, if you come at me, I'm going to come back at you 10 times harder. So, for instance, like, apparently she said that Katie and Tom are going to get a divorce. And he's like, why did you say that? And she's like, because I think that will happen. And then Tom, and then I love Tom's face, is like, yeah, Bubba, probably will.
Well, he thinks it's going to happen too, or he wouldn't have had a prenup.
Gotta save those old DVDs.
Yeah, and that weird painting over their couch.
I want to marry you, but just in case, shows that you have a suspicion that you'll be getting divorced at some point. So everybody just get the fuck over it. But then Lala's trying to pretend that's not what she meant. She's like, yeah, but I mean, like, marriages don't really last. I mean, it's hard. I probably wouldn't last either. And they're like, that is not what you meant, Lala. Yeah,
exactly. And then she was like, well, I was just trying to hurt Tom and Katie, to be honest. Like, thank you. And she goes, but she says, I was trying to hurt them because they kept coming for me. And then the girls are like, we never came for you. We're not coming for you. Which is them, by the way, coming for her.
Yeah.
But I liked then. So then James jumps into the fray. And he's basically like, he just thinks it was fun for the girls to hate on Lala, which is true.
Right,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's very true. And I like, and then Kristen's like, well, you hated on her too until you fucked her. Seriously? Like, this show is so classy.
Yeah. He's like, it's rude. It's rude, girl. So then Tom gets all mad. I love when Tom lectures everybody.
He's like,
you guys never take responsibility or accountability for what you said to her. You attacked her first.
And Kristen's like, you attacked us on social media.
Like, that's the worst. Social media is sacred. How could you do it?
How could you?
That's where I sell my t-shirts. It's like coming and calling me names in my store.
So I think...
And Tom is like, so did you.
So then it became... Was this the weird apology with Katie and Lala?
That was the Katie and Lala thing was all the way at the end.
Yeah.
This was one of my favorite parts because they started talking about James and how he went off. It was the whole discussion was basically... You know, the mean girls never even acknowledge that they've done anything wrong. Where at least Lala and James are like, well, I was hurt, I was in a bad place. And James is saying how at the beginning of the season, he was in a really bad place. But he was also just, you know, reacting to what they were saying to him. He was punching back and he said that he went and he apologized. And he apologized for saying to Sheena that she had gotten a facelift or gotten a new face.
Yeah.
And Sheena's response to me was amazing. She goes... You know, which is funny because I literally Snapchat my face every single day.
So I don't know when I would have the downtime to have something done, which I thought was, like you were saying, was very funny.
But you can't, you know, that's very smart of Sheena, which I think that's the first time I've ever said that. But that's very smart of Sheena because Snapchats delete themselves. So there's no way to go back and check that record.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. So then there's the talk about the summer bodies, which is like, it is a mean insult to say, but it's so funny. It is like the funniest thing to
pretty good
this season, summer bodies. And again, Lala's like, it just came out. Like, I just hit. And
Stassi says, well, why would we want to be friends with you if you called us like fat? Like, okay, that's not nice being called fat, but calling someone a whore isn't nice either.
Yeah.
And then Ariana tried. She's like, yeah, but then if body image is so important, then why would you guys say Sheena and Kristen were anorexic when they didn't eat the crabs in New Orleans or whatever? And Stassi's like, that's a compliment, like, okay?
Are you fucking kidding? I said anorexic can go.
Even Kristen said, thank you. And Sheena goes, I was offended. I think that looks very seriously. Like, you know how much I'm always talking about how hard it is to be so skinny? It's like a whore.
That was the thing I was confused by, because she said, you know, I had a problem with that in college. But then she sort of complimented herself by saying, I have a very fast metabolism. It was, a little confused.
She's like, you know, it's so hard. And then, so then Stassi's like, well, then go to Taco Bell.
Right.
I know how to do it. Stassi's like, I got fat. Hello, winter body.
Yeah.
Just go to Taco Bell. It's all solved.
So funny.
Anno AF. So then, don't worry. Marcos and I are hearing dings. Don't worry, Marcos. It's nothing.
Nothing. Okay. It's not stopping. It's not tweeting you right now. Being like, stop talking about me.
You won't hear it on the pod, yes, but we can hear it in our ears. The dings. Yeah.
Andy's
it is not.
Like, oh, sorry.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Andy goes, so how come, Katie, how come you got mad at Lala, but you didn't get mad at James for calling you guys fat? And she's like, I was like still trying to process people I don't know calling me fat. So,
well, congratulations, you're on reality TV. Yeah. So this will be happening a lot. I like then. So Andy asked Tom Schwartz, why at that OK Magazine party, why he went after Katie instead of Lala and James after they had just called her, they insulted her. And Tom was like, well, you know, Baba, basically, you know, all that Tom and Ariana did was pull them aside to try to find out what they were saying, and then Katie was getting mad, and he's trying to describe it, and then Katie's like, well, I'm sorry, I was still trying to process that two people just called me fat to my face.
It's so hurtful.
And Schwartz is like, no, Papa, no, yeah, no. I was like, this relationship is has its problems.
He's at least trying, you know? And she's not trying, but he's trying. He's like trying to stand up for her, but there's no standing up for Katie, you know?
No. Yeah.
And then Tom starts yelling because Katie's like, I never did anything. And he's like, yes, you did, Katie. Yes, you did. You gave her shit over everything, bro. And she's like, yeah, so did you. And he's like, yeah, well, at first, but then I did it. And then it goes to commercial, and Bravo is so fucking shady. The first commercial is for Eloquii plus-sized woman clothes on the internet. I was like, you guys.
I didn't even notice
you put that. This right in the fat fight segment. So wrong.
So then we come back, and Andy Cohen's like, whoa, guess what? We're going to talk to the cooks at Sir. So he goes over, and all the questions are like, so, what do you think about Katie? Is she hot? What do you think about Lala? She's hot. What about Britney's boobs? They're big, right? Kristen's crazy, but she's hot, right? What do you think about her boobs? I was like, oh.
Yeah, you're right. That is all he did. He's so gross, Andy. And his Spanish was so offensively bad. He's like, really hola
bad.
Los consigneros. Hola tango preguntes.
He was like, it was... No tiendo, lo siento, piso mojado, am I right?
Tenía que ser tú, boobies, right? And so the chefs were really funny. They're like, Kristen, she's a little crazy. The restaurants got better since she left.
Jax is a thief,
right?
Yeah. I want to cut his hand off.
And of course, like everybody, they all love Britney. You know, they're like, her boobies so big.
But she keeps asking us for turkey sandwich recipes. Right. We keep telling her, just turkey and bread.
Oh, they hate Jax. They're like, Jax is no bueno. Tiene muchos women. And they start naming all the girls that Jax has fucked over. And then the other chef's like, yeah, he come into the kitchen and make his own food. I want to cut off his hand. So good. And Vanderpump goes, what are their opinions about me? And Andy's like, they love you. Okay, so now what about... Andy seems to hate Lisa Vanderpump lately. It can't just be me.
I just like that those chefs were like, finally, we can voice our opinions about minimum wage and how little money we're getting. Like, yeah, no, you didn't talk about boobs in that segment, so that's not going to make it on the show.
Yeah.
So now we're talking to James, and he's madly in love with Raquel. He loves Raquel. And so the question is about Gigi. Ooh. Did he sleep with Gigi?
Right.
And apparently Gigi had said to... I guess Ariana says that Gigi said that she would fight or fuck anyone in the group in order to get into the group.
Ooh.
Yeah, Lala's like, she said it to me on camera, which I guess they cut that part out.
Yeah.
And Brittany goes, yeah, but just because she says it doesn't mean she did it. Okay,
I love how they were all appalled, too, by her saying that. Or, and they've all done that.
They've all done it, especially James. James basically admits it, 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, Brittany's one of the first people to stand up for it. She's like, what? There's nothing wrong with that. It's called a job interview. So Stassi's like, who is this bitch? I'll go after her next. Does Stassi ever even watch this show?
I don't know. To be fair, Gigi is very forgettable.
Yeah. She is, yeah. She is pretty forgettable. But this whole thing, Stassi is this bitch. Oh, and then they bring up Ellie.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, well, she had a picture of her phone that said, I slept with him in March at 8:44 p.m. It was a dated picture. And Kristen goes, yeah, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
He said she photoshopped a timestamp.
Yeah, James is like, it's obviously photoshopped. Anyone could do it. I don't see the problem
this
here. I didn't have to
change your entire face.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, if her Photoshop skills were that good, I think that probably she'd be doing something other than working at Pump.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Lisa acts all stupid. She's like, what would be the motivation of someone to lie about that? And James is like, well, girls always say they sleep with celebrities. I mean, I'm not saying myself. It's like, you already did.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you did.
I mean, I am the genius behind the Pump Session CD. So, I mean, I can understand.
Goes, I've known Ellie for 10 years and she's an honest girl. A very honest girl. And the question is, does anybody believe that Jax didn't fuck Gigi or and Ellie? James. No one raises their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one raised their hands. Jim's like, oh, okay.
Sheena had the best answer. She was like, it's not like he's popular. Like, no one even likes him. Why would people lie about fucking him?
It's a good point.
I Snapchat his face every single day, and it gets no views. And then James is like, at the end of the day, I love Raquel, and I could give a fuck about any of you lot sitting down think. I love how he gets extra
She's
British.
The happiest relationship I've ever had in my life, girl. Kristen is toxic and awful. And he's like, well, it got you on the show. Jax goes, well, it got you on the show, though. And he's like, slow clapping. They like... high five.
And then he's like, James, you were with Kristen to get on the show? And James goes, I don't know.
Yeah, he goes, I was going to move in with Tom and fuck his girlfriend to get on this show. And Tom's like, God, another one of my friends fucking Kristen. And James rightly pointed out, she's fucked every guy on this side of the couch.
Yeah, the only person she hasn't fucked is Tom Schwartz. The only guy she hasn't fucked is Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And she has many more conquests to come. So the next question is, did you just fuck her? Did you just fuck Kristen to get on the show? And Stassi goes, oh my God, you're like Gigi-like. And he's like, oh, shut up, Stassi. You, look who's talking. You came crawling back from New York like, please. He starts crawling on the ground.
That was so good. Yeah. It was so funny. Good.
Even Stassi applauded. She was like, okay.
That was She's good. Like, it's true. It's true. So then we're back to Lala again. And now I love that Lisa Vanderpump is saying that she has a soft spot for Lala. She goes, oh, she was a great hostess. I'm like, this is not like a highly skilled position.
Yeah. You're literally like talking to people and showing them to their table. Like, it's not...
The way she could guide people to table 14, it was like ballet.
She never did learn the table numbers, but she was so good at putting people places anyway.
The way she could hold a menu. Magnificent.
The blind leading the tourist, just like the Bible says. So the next fight is the girls. It's like the coven versus everybody else that the coven was mad at this whole time. And they start talking about how Lisa made Ariana take... the girls back to listen to a Lala non-apology apology and right. how Katie would not accept it and how Sheena did accept it and then got in trouble with all the other girls.
Yes.
Because, this was so good.
Yeah, because Sheena... I'm trying to look at my notes here because I was trying to unpack this all. Sheena was sorry for anything she ever said about Lala that was untrue. And then Kristen was like, yeah, but that's bullshit. Because then you said everything she said was true. So then she thinks that Sheena was being fake with that apology and thinks she should own her fakeness. And Sheena's like, but like, what was I supposed to do? Because anytime I did anything, like, you guys always got so mad at me. And they were like, we never got mad at you. We never did. As they're actually getting mad at her.
Literally screaming at her.
All three screaming at her together. And then they showed the clips of them all screaming at her. And Katie's like, well, we try to be honest with Sheena, but she like turns it around to be a victim. And Sheena goes, that's your go-to. And Katie goes, and yours is to call us bullies. And then Tom's like, you are bullies.
I just love that Katie is incredulous at the idea that she could ever be called a bully, while she, Stassi, and Kristen are essentially just pointing their fingers at Sheena and doing everything but take away her lunch money.
Yeah.
Katie's like, you weren't even there, Tom. It was on TV, Katie. Yeah. Like, we're watching it play back right now.
And she's just like, if I had been nice to Lala, you would not be my friend. And then Katie and Stassi are like shocked, but it's like, what? That's crazy. That's crazy. We would have, of course, been your friend. Like, bullshit.
And then they skip to one of my favorite scenes of the season that I forgot was even a scene because so much has happened this year. But at the pool party, when Stassi was like, I'm going for Ariana. And she came and tried to come for Ariana. And then Ariana just shut her down for the first time.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're trying to have a conversation with you, Stassi, and you literally flipped the fuck out. And then it cuts to Stassi like, they're mean. Like sobbing in the bathroom. I was dying. And Stassi's reasoning, she's like, I was like hammered AF.
That's the only reason why I didn't understand it. But I liked it. She's like, yeah, cool. I was hammered.
Yeah.
I was hammered.
She owned it, admitted it. Yeah.
Like, what else can you say to that? It's like, oh, yeah, I guess she was.
I did feel bad at this part because Tom's like, hey, Ariana, why don't you do your impression of Stassi? And she's like, seriously, I would kill myself. And nobody laughs. Yeah. It's like this really long, awkward, non-laughing, non-smiling moment. Yeah. Sheena's like, they make me nervous.
So then, and then there's like all this talk about is Stassi the ringleader, et cetera. And James is like, Stassi's your boss, Kristen. And they're like, she's not her boss. And, you know, Stassi would be like, yeah, I'm not their boss. And be like, yeah, she's not our boss. And like, they basically say everything that.
Stassi goes, that's so old.
She's talking about the wardrobe.
That is old. And he's like, you're the head bitch in charge. Yeah. And, which Tom said this? I think it was regular Tom. He's like, look, the whole summer, Katie was like vulnerable, and the girls enabled her negative behavior, bro. And Stassi goes, after just saying that she's not the boss of everybody, Stassi goes, like, I'm so like sorry that I didn't handle every single Katie situation properly. Like, okay. I'm sorry I didn't train Katie properly. So then she starts yelling at Sheena because they're still talking about this pool party thing where Sheena kind of came out the winner. And Stassi's yelling at Sheena going, God, Sheena, stand up for like something, okay? Like 1 minute I think we have like the same like opinion, like, and then the next minute you're like changing, like. And then all the girls start yelling at the same time, and they're like, see you, you're all the coven. And she goes, it's our shticka. Okay. It's our shticka.
So then ultimately the hour ends in sort of an unexpected place because there's just so much madness that Katie then apologizes, actually, I think fairly sincerely to Lala. And she basically is like, I was in a bad place. I was stressed. And, you know, I basically took it out on you. I was insecure or whatever, and I shouldn't have done that, and I didn't know, yada 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 yada.
I mishandled my feelings back then. It was like 3 months ago.
And then Lala starts to do that fake cry thing where she looks up at the ceiling and puts one of her talons on her eye to be like, I don't want to cry. And then of course Lisa Vanderpump totally gets a lady boner because she's like, Lala's about to cry, she's vulnerable. Oh my
bird
god,
bird breaking.
This bird is breaking. It's a broken bird. Let me take this broken bird back to sir.
We're watching a bird break live.
Nurse her back to health with pumptinis. Goat cheese balls.
Clear our table. She has brain fever.
So they decide to be nice to each other. And I wrote, wow, Twitter healed Katie.
Nah.
Nothing heals these bitches like being told off every week on Twitter. They change their tune real quick. It's like, I'm sorry. Just be nice to me, Twitter.
Oh, man. So that was the end of the first hour. And we still have like 3 weeks of this madness to come. And I think it's going to be 3 more hours of Sheena being like, they're mean girls. And the mean girls be like, we're not mean girls, you bitch. Now get with us or go.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I like that.
I do not hate you in any way of the word. Lala. Let's just end with that.
Any way of the word. So that was fun. Marcos, thank you so much for coming on to the Vanderpump Rules.
Thank you for having
episode.
Me.
Do you want people to follow you on social media?
Yeah, I don't really do much social media. The only thing I really do is Instagram, and I'm Beyonce's best friend on Instagram. and also in real life. So follow me there. But that's about it. I don't really do much else. So
great. Well, thank you for coming on, everyone. Tomorrow we have Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Thursday is Real Housewives of New York City premiere. And Friday we're talking Southern Charm. So everyone, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.